الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن عبد الرحمن بن أبي قراد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم توضأ يوما فجعل أصحابه يتمسحون بوضوئه فقال: ما يحملكم على هذا؟ قالوا: حبا لله ورسوله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سره أن يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله فليصدق الحديث إذا حدث، وليؤدي الأمانة إذا أؤتمن، وليحسن جوار من جاوره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, almost every day we are bombarded with news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of difficulty, of suffering that is being experienced particularly by Muslims, by people of this ummah throughout the entire world. The situation or the plight of this ummah has reached levels that are mind-boggling. And almost daily the level of confusion increases. That how to bring about a change, how to address the malady and difficulty that is facing this ummah. Unfortunately, because we are living in a so-called enlightened era or period, advanced age, space age they call it, and in trying to address the situations of the plight of the ummah, we are looking for academic, for theological solutions. Basically, the crux of the matter is, we are looking everywhere else but where we are supposed to look. As Imam Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully explained this. He said, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai, aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kare jisse pareshani barhta hai. Today the ummat is in a plight and is looking everywhere to address its plight and malady, which will in fact exacerbate and increase the problem. If you look in Quran and Hadith, the message is simple. We have to understand halat and conditions in this world is not controlled by any government, nor by the first world nations, nor by those who are scientifically or technologically advanced, or those who have the greatest military superpower or have the biggest army. Halat and conditions in this world, our iman, our kalima that we have recited, dictates to us primarily one thing. Halat and conditions in this world is controlled by Allah. Allah decides who goes up, who comes down. Nothing can happen in the heavens and the earth without the permission of Allah. And whatever is happening in this world is happening on Allah's sunnah. We want to solve our problem, we want to solve our difficulties, we have to come back to Quran and Hadith. We have to come back. When we say Quran and Hadith, what do we mean in simple layman's terms? Come back to the practical, perfect, beautiful, sublime example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says in the verse of the Quran which I just recited, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. For you, not 14 centuries ago only, and not only in the desert, whoever, wherever, however, whichever age or era or period, for you in the Rasul of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uswatun hasana is a beautiful example. Liman kana yarju Allah wal yawm al akhir wa dhakara Allah kathira. If you believe in Allah and you believe in akhirat, and you are those that remember Allah, then follow the sublime example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like my Nabi caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan, and many times I have mentioned this, this is not a specific address to Abu Sufyan, it is an address to every one of us. Muhammad, Yusuf, Imran, whoever you are, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if he is holding your hand. As if he is holding your hand and saying to you, O my ummati, listen, listen to me. لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِكَرَامَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ I have brought that way of life. Follow me. Make me your imam. Make me your role model. Today our youngsters, look at their dressing, who are they following? People are following different cults, different societies. Following different examples. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us, each one directly, follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what will happen? Not only will Allah give you the keys to Jannah, Allah will give you the honor and dignity and protection of this world also. Rabiul Awwal is coming. We will find many, many masajids. We'll find on the streets certain places lights will be put up. Posters, pamphlets, seera majalis, seera gatherings. Nazams and naats will be recited in the honor, in the glorification, in the love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tragedy and the travesty that is facing us as an ummah. We cannot say this enough, but unfortunately we have to keep saying it. The tragedy and the travesty that is facing us as an ummah is we don't realize this much. That love and being aashiq e rasool is not sufficient. Just making these claims is not sufficient. That love and that ishq and muhabbat which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want is that ishq and muhabbat that translates itself, expresses itself in amal. Practically live the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Practically show the whole world your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just by giving lip service. Head to toe, someone looks at you, they know this is Aashiq Rasul, this is Ghulam Rasul. And wallah, if this ummah will do that, not only will Allah break down the barriers of kufr, but the kuffar of this world, Allah will protect this ummah, and the kuffar of this world in droves will come towards Islam. Today the worst, forgive me for saying it, the worst ambassadors and representatives of Islam are the Muslims themselves. When we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, what does it mean? It means we are the representatives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to understand him, look at me. Look at my dressing. Look at the way I talk. Look at the way I treat my staff. Look at the way I do business. Look at the way I live with my fellow human being. If you want to understand who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my respected brothers, today we have become an embarrassment to that. We have become the worst possible advert to that. How can people understand Rahmatul Lil Alameen, our beloved master, by looking at you and I? They want to run away from you and I. Today open up the newspapers, the Ponzi schemes, those that have done people down, the biggest liars, those that have done the most treachery. Unfortunately, his name is Muhammad, his name is Abdullah, his name is Ahmad, his name is Imran. What type of ambassadorship of Islam are we talking about? And unfortunately, my respected brothers, this is what is inviting the wrath and the curses of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah. Our love, our ishq, our muhabbat has to translate itself into becoming a practical example. One simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, today unfortunately we'll be looking for academic solutions, complex solutions. Solution is not complex, solution is simple. Listen to this hadith, not to be entertained, but with the ears of Iman, and ask ourselves, my respected brothers, at the end of this talk, ask ourselves just this one hadith, how much are we practicing? Abdurrahman bin Abi Qurad radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of the hadith. He says, one day, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making wudu. فَجَعَلَ أَصْحَابُ يَتَمَسَّحُونَ بِوَضُوئِهِ. As the water of the wudu is dropping from the Mubarak hands and limbs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the reaction of Sahaba? Sahaba are collecting the water before it can reach the ground. They knew what was ishq and muhabbat. They knew what was barakat. They were taking the water that was dropping from the Mubarak limbs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone was wiping his beard. Someone was wiping his face. Someone was wiping his chest. They were not even allowing the water to reach the ground. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing this, he addressed them and he said, "Ma yahmilukum ala hada?" He said, "Oh my Sahaba, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?" What answer did they give? "Hubban lillahi wa rasulihi." Hubban lillahi wa rasulihi. Ya Rasulullah, it is our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is making us do this. And then the point, the critical point, the crux of the matter, they expressed their love. What was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They expressed their love. What was the reaction of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He taught them that love, just to declare it is not enough. This love has to translate itself into something. So what does my Nabi say? Man sarrahu an yuhibba Allah wa rasulahu aw yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasuluhu. He said, "Oh my Sahaba, the one who takes satisfaction, who claims that he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one is to make a claim." Like one person gave a humorous example, one peasant, one pauper, one day, he told all his friends, "You know what, I'm going to get married to the princess, the daughter of the king." So they said, "Pagal, what's wrong with you? You think the king is even going to give you a second glance? Forget about giving you his daughter." He says, "No, I'm getting married to her." They said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "50% is done. I'm just waiting for the other 50%. So they said, "What do you mean?" He said, "From my side, manzoor. I'm just waiting for the king to accept." They said, "Pagal, you're talking nonsense. My side is done. So, Ashik-e-Rasool, today, what is Ashik-e-Rasool? Is it just a claim? What does it mean to be a Muslim today? To have a 786 in your mobile number? What is the pehchan and recognizing factor of a Muslim today?" This is what we have to ask ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, the one who wants his love to be sanad yafta, maqbool, stamp of approval by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that definitely this man loves me, loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one. And second, O yuhibbuhu Allahu wa rasulu, and with this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahu Akbar. One, his love accepted, true, proven, stamp of approval. And Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. Allahu Akbar. What more do we want? The one, his love is accepted by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. He said, do three things. First, what did my Nabi say? فَلْيُصَدِّقُ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثُ. Allahu Akbar. Illa mashallah, at this first juncture, most of us have failed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your love accepted by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love you. What is the first condition of Hubbi Rasul? What is the first condition of Ashik Rasul? That when you speak the truth. When you speak the truth. A Muslim does not lie. A Muslim does not deceive. A Muslim is not treacherous. Safwan radiallahu ta'ala says, one day, someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيَكُونَ الْمُؤْمِنُ جَبَانَ? That, Ya Rasulullah, is it possible? Is it possible for someone to have iman, to be a mu'min, and to be buzdil, a coward? Buzdili, cowardliness, is something greatly disliked in Islam. Yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, it is possible. It is possible to have iman and to be a coward. Then the person asked, Ya Rasulullah, yakun al-mu'min bakhila? Is it possible to have iman and to be a miser? What we say, kanjus, makichus. Who likes a miser? No one likes a miser. Yet, what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam respond? He says, yes, it is possible to have iman and to be a miser. And then the person asks, that Ya Rasulullah, is it possible to be a mu'min and to be a liar? To be one who continually speaks lies? Iman and that, can it come together? Allahu Akbar, what did my Nabi say? La, no. To have iman and to be a habitual liar, this is impossible. He said, Ana za'imun bi baytin fi wasatil jannah. Liman taraka al-kadhib walau kana mazihan, aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am your guarantor. What does this mean? Come and demand it from me. Come and claim it from me on the day of judgment. What? A home in Jannatul Firdaus. Not Jannat, VIP Jannat. VIP Jannat, Allahu Akbar. Ulama say, what is the greatest ni'mat of Jannat? What is the greatest bounty of Jannat? The hoors, the palaces, the fruits, the trees, the ghilman, the servants, the myriad pleasures of Jannat, is that the greatest bounty of Jannat? No. Allahu Akbar, they say the greatest ni'mat of Jannat is the didar of Allah. Is that day when Allah will reveal Himself to the people of Jannah, where Allah Ta'ala will say to Ridwan, Ya Ridwan, irfa'il hujub. Oh Ridwan, remove the veil, remove the screen from in between me and my slaves, let them look directly at me. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentions, the riwayat sanad is da'if. He says, the first gaze, such is the beauty, the mesmerizing beauty and effulgence of my Allah, that the Jannatis will stay transfixed. The first gaze will last for 800,000 years. And it comes in the riwayat, Allah will address the people that are looking at Him in Jannah. This is the accolade, this is the pinnacle. What will Allah say to them? Marhaba. Marhaba, welcome to who? Bis-sadiqeen. Marhaban bis-sadiqeen. Welcome to those who are truthful. Iman, salah, zakat, hajj, all are good. And definitely these qualities will be there in that jamaat that will look at Allah in Jannah. Yet what is highlighted? What is highlighted? Marhaban bis-sadiqeen. Allah will say, welcome to those who used to speak the truth. What did my Nabi say? Alaykum bis-sidq. Fa'inna sidq yahdi ila al-bir. Wal-bir yahdi ila al-jannah. وَلَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَتَصَدَّقْ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ الصِّدِّيقَ. My Nabi said, hold on, hold fast to being truthful. Do not lie. Every time you open your mouth, you want to lie, you want to deceive, think beforehand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. Hold on to truthfulness. Why? Truthfulness will lead you to piety. And piety will lead you to Jannah. And a slave of Allah will continue being truthful under every condition. Hatta yuktab inda Allahi siddiqa, until his name will be written by Allah as the truthful one. Wa iyyakum wal kadhib. And then my Nabi said, beware of speaking lies. Beware of speaking lies. Why? فَإِنَّ الْكِذْبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. Because he doesn't just stop at speaking lies. From lies, it will lead to fujur. You will become a fasiq. It will lead to the open disobedience of Allah. وَالْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And fujur, becoming a fasiq, will lead you to Jahannam. And then what did my Nabi say? وَلَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ يَكْذِبْ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. A person will keep on speaking lies. One lie will lead to the next, and then to the next, and then to the next, until he will be written in the court of Allah as kadhab, as a habitual liar. Allah protect us, my respected brothers. Today, unfortunately, like I said, enlightened era or period. Ask the businessman of today to be honest, what does he say? He says, my business can't prosper. Till I don't lie, till I don't cheat, till I don't deceive, impossible to earn my sustenance. Who are we challenging? Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, thalathatun, He said three categories of people, three categories of people. La yanzuru Allahu ilayhim yawm al-qiyamah wa la yuzakkihim wa lahum adhabun aleem. Kaan khol kar sun lo. Temptation to lie, to cheat, to deceive is there. We think the profits are going up. People today, the more deceptive a businessman, they say, the more, Allahu Akbar, what they say, more astute. What a businessman he is. He pulled wool over the eyes of the people. He pulled a job. He pulled a job, so we think, mashallah, he achieved something. The human senses are defective. Human science is defective. Every aspect of this humanity is defective. His intelligence is defective. Allah says about your knowledge, قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. Accident takes place. They say eyewitness report. Three different people see the same accident, read the report. You'll find disparities in the report of every one of them. Why? Because the human sense is defective. Using your defective senses, using your defective intelligence, using your defective intellect, medical science, defective. Today, with all the annals of the universities of the world, they have only understood 13% of the function of the human body. Yet, we have such aitimad and trust on that. That doctor using his defective instruments, based on a defective science, says, Janab, Seth Saab, millionaire Saab, billionaire Saab, you are diabetic, you can't have anything sweet. That luscious sweet cake is in front of him. He won't touch it. He's afraid. Why? What stops him? This is harmful for me. Why? Because Dr. Saab said, medical Saab said, medical science is telling, nothing wrong with that. But, my respected brothers, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through the mubarak lips of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did my Nabi say? Abu Zar is the narrator, the hadith I just mentioned. He said three categories of people, three categories of people. Allah will not look at them with mercy on the day of judgment. Allah will not purify them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And they will face a terrible punishment on the day of judgment. When Abu Zar hears this, he falls down on his knees. خَابُوا وَكَسْخَسِرُوا خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا. Ya Rasulullah, such people are barbad, they are destroyed. Allah will not look at them with mercy. Allah will not purify them. They will face a terrible punishment. مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَّهُ. Who are these wretched people? What are these three categories? Like I said, time is limited. I'm not going into details. One category, pertinent to what we are discussing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-munafiqu sil'atahu bil-halif al-kadhib. That businessman who will use lies and treachery and false promises to sell his goods. You are not an astute businessman if you are lying. Wasila bin Asqa radiallahu ta'ala who says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come into the bazaar of Medina and address the traders, Ya Ma'ashara Tujjar, Ya Ma'ashara Tujjar, O assembly of businessmen, Iyakum wal Kadhib, do not lie. Stay away from lying. Stay away from treachery. He said, Man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who deceives us is not from the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَلْيَسْدُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love you and your love for them accepted. When you speak, speak the truth. Second quality. وَلْيُؤَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا أْتُمِنْ. Allahu Akbar. Sachai, one side, truthfulness. Other side, amanatdari. Trustworthy. There is weight to his zaban. He does not deceive people. He does not make khiyanat, he does not misappropriate a trust. Ali radiallahu anhu says, Kunna julusan inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of Aliya, that is outskirts of Medina, came to him. They said, they asked a question, ajeeb question. They said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what is the lightest, easiest thing in Islam and the hardest thing in Islam? What is the easiest thing in Islam and the hardest thing in Islam? Ajeeb question. What does my Nabi say? Alyanu shay, the easiest thing in my deen is to declare shahadat Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, to say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then he said, Ya akhal Aliya, O brothers of Aliya, listen. Ashaddu shay'in fi hadha ad-deen. The hardest thing in this deen. The hardest thing in this deen, al-amana, is to be amanadar. There will be tests, there will be temptations. To pull the wool will be easy. To pay someone to get yourself out of problem, to do someone down will be easy. He said, the hardest thing in my deen is amanadari. And then what does my Nabi say? La deen liman la amanata lahu, wala salata lahu, wala zakata lahu. He said, there is no deen in that person who is not amanadar. Neither will his salah be accepted, nor will his zakat be accepted. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, al qatlu fi sabilillah yukaffiru dhunuba kullaha. He said, if a person becomes shaheed in the path of Allah, every sin will be forgiven. Every sin will be forgiven if he becomes shaheed in the path of Allah, except illal amana, except amanat. He took someone's amanat, he took someone's haq. And then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu goes on, he says, yu'ta al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. Wa in qutila fi sabilillah. Not an ordinary person, a shaheed. Allahu Akbar. He says, a shaheed will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment, and Allah will say, "Addi amanatak." That amanat, that trust of someone you took, pay it back. He'll say, "Kayfa waqad dhahabat ad-dunya." He'll say, "Ya Allah, the dunya is finished. How am I going to pay it back?" Allah will say, "Intaliqu bihi ilal hawiya." Go and fetch it. Where is it? Where is it? There are 7 layers of Jahannam. Hawiya, Jahim, Saqar, Ladha, Khutama, Sa'ir, Jahannam, 7 layers of Jahannam. The lowest layer of Jahannam. As you go lower, the intensity of the azab increases. Inna al-munafiqeen fi al-darkil asfali min al-nar. Allah says the munafiqeen will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. Abu Jahl won't be there also. Abu Jahl won't be there. The munafiqeen will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah will say to the shaheed, that amanat that you ate up, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. Allah will say to that shaheed, Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Allah will say to that shaheed, that amanat that you ate up is in Hawiya, go and fetch it. We cannot even describe what this person will go through. He will go through the 7 layers of Jahannam. Pick up that amanat, carry it right till the top, he'll be thrown back in. And this will carry on for as long as Allah Ta'ala wishes. He said, the hardest thing in my deen is amanat, amanat dari, Allahu Akbar. When Allah speaks of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَى. My respected brothers, the sifat and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are too numerous to mention. But 2 qualities are highlighted. 2 qualities are highlighted. Highlighted to such an extent that even the kuffar, Allah says in the Quran, one najm by the oath of the stars, one najmi idha hawa. Ulama explained, why take oath on the stars when describing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ajib. They say, just as the stars beautify the night, the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will beautify the entire world. Just as the stars light up the night, the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will light up the darkened hearts of this ummah. Just as guidance is gained through the stars, through the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, humanity will get guidance. By the existence of the stars, the existence of the universe is dependent. By the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the system by which haq will be established will start moving. One najm, Allah takes oath on the stars, and then what does Allah say? Ma dalla sahibukum. Addressing the kuffar, Allah says, your companion, your sati has not gone astray. What does it mean? My Nabi lived amongst you for 40 years. What was your experience of him? Abu Sufyan in the court of Hiraqal Rum, the leader of the Roman Empire, when he is trying to denigrate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hercules asked him the question, have you known this man to lie? What is the response of Abu Sufyan? That time he's a kafir. He hasn't accepted Islam, but look at what a kafir says. What does he say? If speaking lies was not accursed, I would have spoken a lie. But speaking lies is a curse, so I had to speak the truth. And I told Hiraqal Rum that we have never heard him speak a single lie. So then Hercules said that if he does not lie about worldly affairs, how is he going to lie about heavenly affairs? Abdullah bin Abil Hamsa, later on he became Muslim. What does he say? He says, once I met Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Nubuwat. I did a transaction with him. I told him that, listen, wait here, I'm going to come. I'll meet you in this particular spot. He says, I forgot. How long? 3 days. 3 days later, I happened to pass that way. I saw him standing here, there. I got a shock. 3 days. And what is the reaction? Does he swear him? Does he get upset? No. He says, Ya Fata, laqad shaqaqta alayya. He says, oh youngster, you caused taklif for me. Ana antadhiruka mundu thalatha ayyam. For 3 days I have been waiting for you. Why? Because he gave zaban. Because he gave his word. The gullies and the alleys of Makkah would resound. Two qualities became a shining emblem and representation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even before Islam, before Nubuwat. As-Sadiqul Ameen, the truthful one and the Amanat Dar one. My respected brothers, Sachai or Amanat Dari. My Nabi said, you love Allah and His Rasul, that love is accepted, and Allah and His Rasul love you. فَلْيَسْتُقِ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. When you speak the truth, do not lie. وَلْيُعَدِّ الْأَمَانَةِ إِذَا أَتُمِنْ. Discharge your amanat dari, don't eat up the haqq of people. And the third quality, we've run out of time, very briefly, what did my Nabi say? وَلْيُحْسِنْ جِوَارَ مَنْ جَاوَرَهُ. Deal kindly with your neighbor, whether he is kafir or Muslim. The one who comes into contact with you, particularly your neighbor, يُحْسِنْ جِوَارَهُ. Deal kindly with him. Be concerned for him. وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ. وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ. وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah's qasam, he does not have iman. Allah's qasam, he does not have iman. Allah's qasam, he does not have iman. 3 times he said this. Sahaba said, man, who is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, it is that person from whose takleef and duk and pain his neighbor is not safe. Today a kafir lived next to a Muslim for 30 years. A servant lives in a Muslim's house for her entire life. And she is not even, the inclination doesn't come to accept Islam. Why? Because my respected brothers, as I mentioned, Allah forgive us, we are the worst ambassadors of what Islam is. That akhlaq, that character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned about Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, waliullah. Once his neighbor was selling his property, he put his house on the market. Market value of houses in that vicinity, for example, was 100,000 dinars. He put it up at 300,000 dinars. The people came and asked him, what's wrong with you? This is only worth 100,000. How are you going to sell it? You're asking 300,000. He says, yes, what you are saying is correct. What you are saying correct, the market value is 100,000. But my neighbor is Fuzail bin Ayaz. To be next to him, a man of that caliber, you have to pay another 200,000. Who is saying this? A Jew. A Jew is saying it about a Muslim who has incorporated within himself the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Quran tells us that as long as we will lie, as long as we will be treacherous, Allah's lanat will be raining down upon us. How do we hope to prosper? How do we hope to have ease? How do we hope to have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My respected brothers, Rabiul Awwal is coming. One hand, claims are there. Let these claims translate themselves into amal. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.